أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I hope and pray that you all are fine and are increasing your deep thinking over Kalam Allah. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that along with Hifz, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your deep focus, thinking and pondering over Quran inshallah wa ta'ala. This way when you will focus on one thing, you will notice the other one too. And you will see many, many more signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah wa ta'ala. Our word of this week is mirsada, mirsada. And it is also called mirsadan. Ra, sad, and dal is its root. It's a common noun, accusative of place, an adverb of place in Arabic grammar. And marsad, maktab, maf'al. Is of this weight. If you can't remember anything else, then just remember that it is a common noun and ra, sad, dal is its root. Mirsada. Mirsada. Word rasada means a place used to trap the hunt, meaning secretly waiting to trap the prey, to ambush the hunt. In these ayahs, it came Inna jahannama kanat mirsada. Truly, hell is a place of ambush. So, jahannam is waiting for its prey. A place specially made to ambush the animal, where the hunter sits and waits for the right time to ambush the animal. The moment animal comes, they just grab it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that jahannam is waiting to ambush. But for whom? Whoever is destined into it. A summary of a narration is that when Jahannam will be brought to Valley of Mahshar at the day of resurrection with 70,000 bridles, and if it was to brought unchained, then she will eat everyone, good and bad both. Jahannam will growl while looking at her prey, will show her anger, will become restless. Hasan Basri said that on the bridge of Jahannam, there will be a post of the guards of Jahannam. Whoever will have permission to go to Jannah will be allowed to pass. And whoever will not have permission will be stopped there. Meaning, she will be extremely angry and will be very difficult to stop. She will be brought chained and she will be so eager to eat whoever is destined to enter into it. She will be waiting for them so impatiently. Some say this place of waiting by Jahannam is on Brid Sirat. So the word Mirsada, the one who sits to ambush someone is called Rasud. Ready and waiting to ambush someone is called Mirsad, meaning ambush someone all of a sudden. Arab people used to say, Arsadathu, I caught him suddenly. If all the meanings are kept in mind, then what is Jahannam? Jahannam is all ready and waiting so very impatiently to ambush the people of Jahannam. Another hadith summary is that when people will pass over Brid Sirat, then they will say, Ya Rab, Sallim, Sallim. Ya Rab, keep us safe. Ya Rab, keep us safe. We have to think that it is not a game. It is a big reality, a very big truth. Jahannam is sitting to ambush transgressors. And they can be kuffars or they can be people of Iman too. We should try to understand this reality now while we are alive. It is a hard pill, but we have to swallow it. Unless and until we realize its severity, we will not be able to prepare for it. When you do the cooking, and if you feel little heat or little steam touches us, and it makes a blister, which is so very painful, we have to feel this today, as worldly fire is no comparison to the hellfire. Worldly fire is 70 times less hotter than the fire of Jahannam. So, do you think we will be able to bear that? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah keep the fire away from us, and may He subhanahu wa ta'ala never show us that fire. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to seek protection from it. May we are granted the wisdom to stay away from any and every deed which could land us in Jahannam. A'udhu billah. And may we pray for others too, that they are to be protected from the fire of Jahannam. We have to do deeds to safeguard ourselves from Jahannam. Have to realize its intensity. We have to be consciously aware of those two eyes of Jahannam which are ready to ambush us like a hungry lion and will grab each and every transgressor according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise. Allahumma la taj'alna minhum. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all in His protection and make deep thinking understanding a part of your life and grant you the ability to stay away from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to stay away. وما علينا إلا البلاغ. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.